It is Friday, November 22nd, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
I hate to do this. I really do.
And that is?
Because every time you talk about Christmas before Thanksgiving, a reindeer kicks an elf.
Okay. Could be worse, I suppose.
But if we don't talk about Christmas events today, you're going to miss out on two of the best ones. The lighting of the Fayetteville Square and the lighting of the Bentonville Square.
I'm really excited because I have plans to make it to one of them this year.
Okay. Have you never been?
No.
Oh, there's so much fun.
I know. And I've
just
never been.
Put what date? Put the date
I
out
did.
Of your mind.
You're right.
And just go have a good time.
Yes.
Let me also say, if you really don't like to start Christmas things until after Thanksgiving, which is an admirable stance, you can just say this is holiday lighting.
That's where I'm going with
that's
it. Because yes, I'm going with
seasonal.
Holiday lighting.
Seasonal lighting.
Because after all, not everybody celebrates Christmas.
Nope.
So this is very inclusive.
And it's very close to Hanukkah. So,
Right. Okay. There
and
we go.
And we're celebrating Thanksgiving early.
We're celebrating.
Holiday.
Yes.
Yes. Seasonal lighting will begin at 6 o'clock Saturday.
But you can call it Christmas lighting if you want. I'm just saying. Okay, go ahead.
On the Fayetteville Square, with 500,000 LED lights, Jessica Leonard of Lights of the Ozarks says that the Parks and Rec workers who put in the 3,000 hours to do this are completely in control of the design, so what it looks like will be a surprise to everybody.
Now, I will say you can get the sneak preview if you drive to work early and it takes you past the square down
Kevin
Dixon Street.
Kevin Kinder saw him the other night. That's great.
And it's kind of fun.
The parade. There's a parade
Saturday.
Starts at 6 o'clock. As near as we can understand, it's not going to be like it used to be that the lights don't come on till Santa gets to the square.
Uh-huh.
Santa's going to leave the library about 6, and the parade goes down Mountain Street and around the square, and the lights are going to go on about 6.
Now,
so.
Doesn't the parade this year also include Dixon Street?
Yes, it does.
They've expanded the parade
route. Yes, it does. Down Block, down Dixon, and up West Avenue.
Sounds fun.
So
that almost sounded like you were calling out Santa's reindeer.
Down
on
Block.
On Dixon, on Block. Yes, I digress. Go ahead.
Okay, from now till Christmas, the lights go on at 5 o'clock daily, and there's ponies and carriage rides and camel rides and holiday refreshments, and it's all great and fun. Downtown Bentonville has its lighting Saturday, also at 6 o'clock. There's events throughout the day, and then at 4 o'clock, things start on the Walton Arts Center main stage, and then at 6 o'clock, the lights go on.
And yes.
And there will be a tree lighting at the ice rink at Lawrence Plaza.
Right.
At 6:30, and the ice rink's open, so it's the holidays.
There you go.
Everywhere.
Yes.
Now, Springdale will have their 17th annual Christmas Parade of the Ozarks at 6 o'clock on the 30th.
So we can call that Christmas because it's post-Thanksgiving.
By golly, we can.
Yes.
And it'll have Santa, too. He's everywhere this time of year.
It's a superpower.
Miracle. And downtown Rogers will have Santa at 5 o'clock on the 30th at the Holiday Hoopla Kickoff.
Okay.
With a parade at 7 on December 2nd.
And then later we've got Eureka Springs with their parade.
Exactly. So from now until Christmas, we'll be talking about this a lot.
That's okay.
But the reindeer kicking will be over next week.
Right.
Also, Making Beautiful Music, the Art Center of the Ozarks Chorale, is performing tonight. But they're not calling it a Christmas concert.
Right.
There are lots of celebrations in it. They're going to do Carol Him Sweetly, which is a 20th century piece that includes a flute and a harp in addition to 40-plus voices. And they're going to do Vivaldi's Gloria.
Oh, that'll be fun.
7:30 today at ACO, and tickets are $7 to $12. Also this weekend, Alice in Wonderland Jr.
I've seen photos on social
media.
Darling. They look fantastic.
It's the Disney version, of course. It's 7:30 today, 2 and 7:30 tomorrow, and 2 on Sunday at the Continuing Ed Auditorium. This is, of course, Arts Live.
Right.
And tickets are $8 to $12. University Theater is wrapping up She Stoops to Conquer, a great manners play. That's at 8 today and tomorrow and 2 on Sunday. Tim Ernst is out and about showing off his new photos of the Buffalo River. 2 o'clock on Saturday at the Shiloh Museum and 2 o'clock on Sunday at the Fayetteville Public Library. Still on the Hill performs at 3 o'clock Saturday at the Bentonville Public Library.
Yes.
Or you could go out and see some eagles.
Yes.
Or possibly Herons or Kingfishers. It is Eagle Watch Tour time at Rocky Branch Marina, and that happens at 3 o'clock both tomorrow and Sunday. Tickets are $5 to $10. That's hosted by Hobbs State Park. You must have a reservation. 789-5000.
Thank you, Becca.
Becca Martin Brown is Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.